delighted to be joined by not one, but two captains of Castlegar. I am joined by Chloe Broderick on my left and Tara Conley on my right. Girls, very welcome to our preview of the intermediate final. We'll start with you, Chloe, first. Exciting times for Castlegar and exciting to be back in the county final.
Yeah, it is. I've never been in a county final adult level with Castlegar. Like, I remember when Tara was in the All-Ireland in 2013, like, ever since I was like, no, I want to get to a county final. Like, we got one with Minor, and we've got knocked out the last few years, and I'd say it was 4 years ago, we got kind of close, and I was like, no, at the start of this year, I was dead set, now we're getting to the county final, so happy to be in it now, and hopefully we do well in it.
Absolutely. Tara, she mentioned the final of 2013, historic day for you to be involved in that. Saltinglott and Lacaro were in Croke Park last year, and although they didn't win the county final, but great memories, I can imagine, for you of 2013.
Oh, massive, and it's been a huge driving force as well. There's still a few of us involved, but I think there's 7 or 8 of us still involved. So I think we have a good mix this year, well, the last few years, but it's really coming to the fore this year between experience and young players coming through. And we keep reverting back to 2012 when we won the county final, and then on to the All-Ireland final in 2013 and what worked well. And thankfully, a lot resonates with how it's going this year as well.
Talk to us a bit about since your semi-final and you prepare for next Sunday's final, you know, we've seen the weather just take a terrible turn for the worst. How have you managed? Have you had to do a little bit inside, or were you getting outside all the time?
No, we have the great facility, we have the brilliant arena, but no, we're adamant that we have to make the most of the weather conditions and get used to it and adapt. So we've been doing most of our training sessions outside. And like the best thing I think about training this year is we can be sore after training than we will be after matches, which shows the amount of competition that's in the squad and competition for places, and we work really hard, and hopefully that'll all stand to us now at the weekend.
Chloe, you said you haven't been involved in the final earlier. How much does it mean to you now to look forward to Sunday's clash against Saltinglott and Lacaro? You're a joint captain along with Tara. Yeah. You know, these don't come around too often.
No, that's what we said. Even with the semi-final, they don't come around too often either. And like last year, Salt Hill beat us in the group, and since then, like, we've been gunning for them. Like, so since the semi-final, the next 2 weeks, like, are just, we're all buzzing at training, like, and just trying to keep calm and all that for the final.
Support, I suppose, Tara, as well, is important on the big day. Next weekend is the biggest day at intermediate level in Galway, so you'd be calling, I'm sure, on everyone to get the green and white jerseys out, even if they are the old retro ones. Some are just have the flags and the scarves going. Yeah. And it does make a difference to have a good shout.
It does, and in fairness, we're very lucky. We have great support in the club, and they really do back the Camogies, as we call ourselves. Yeah. And they're sick listening to us about 10 years ago, so it's time we back it up now. And just calling everyone to get out and support, and all the young girls and everything as well to look up to. It's a big day out.